Blog Talk Radio.
The Ace of Spades Radio, live on the air. Tuesday night show. Talking about five dimensions. Five-dimensional reality. Can you picture that? talking about a shift of reality. You don't leave the planet, but the world changes. You don't go anywhere. The world changes around you. Can you dig it? And this is a cognitive. It is a shift in thinking. Maybe the world doesn't change. Maybe how you see the world is what changes. Or what if a lot of people see the world in a different way? Or, for instance, people don't believe what they're told about the world. Not believing the news, not believing politicians, not believing cops. Let's start with some basics, right? Cops are bad guys. Cops are villains. They're not helping you. They exist to make your life bad. Cops exist to ruin your life. That's what they do. I don't care what their intentions are. It's what they do. And they work with judges who are terrible people. And prosecutors are the worst people. Prosecutors are literally Satan. District attorney. They're Satan. They're the accuser. So the system is designed to destroy you. And yet, you're told the government is for your benefit. But in every case, in every way you see in life, reality, government is a problem. It's never a solution. Government is always a problem. The more government you have, the more problems you have. Okay, reporters, media, same deal. They're a problem. When they show up, that's when the war really gets started. There was a little bit of shooting. Some people were upset with each other. The media shows up, full-blown war. Troublemakers. So there's a whole industry of troublemakers. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. One guy might set the bombs. Another one might put something on the internet. Another one might report on the news. And another one has something to say in the government. They're making some comment. They want a law. They want to do something. Maybe, hey, drop some bombs. That'll solve the problem. Let's drop some bombs. Let's kill some people. That'll fix it. Government. That's what they do. Break things. They destroy everything. And that's their job. And we pay their salaries. Okay. So what else is there? Well, there's my city, my state. There's people I have something in common with. I could band together with some people and say, we have something in common. Let's make a common cause and do something good. Are you listening, Luna Lisa? I really do hope you are. No kidding. She dropped me. All right. So, pop it right in your inbox. Join along. Play with me. Da-da-dee-da-da-da-da-da-dee-da-da-da. You're going to listen to the show because it's for your benefit. It will help you. And I love you. And that's the main thing. I love you. So we have a system in the planet. Basically, the approach is this. Violence is the solution to every problem. Obedience is better than, it's better than anything. Obedience is the most important thing. violence to enforce obedience. Government. That's what they do. They're criminal gangs. And it is always a small group exercising power over a very large majority. If the people would arm themselves with spears, they could eliminate this problem from the planet Earth. And it would have happened a long time ago. But the unfortunate thing, I may be wrong, and I may be a jerk for saying this, but I'm afraid it seems like people are cowards. Human beings are cowards, and they're weaklings. And they allow the strong to dominate them. They allow the weak to dominate them, honestly. Just slaves, especially Americans, total slaves. There's no fight in them. They want to dig their own grave and lay down in it. Americans gave up. Won't do a damn thing. So that's why the government's not afraid of Americans. Like, yeah, you've got a lot of guns. Absolutely. But you won't do anything. And, you know, send a couple guys, shoot Lavoie Finicum in the back from the tree, and you all just back away and fade into the shadows. So the government owns you. The government can do whatever they want with you. You have no fight. You have no will. You're broken. Unfortunately, the United States is the linchpin of freedom for the whole planet. We cannot allow the United States to fall. Even if American men are homosexual, cucksexuals, transvestites. Doesn't matter. America cannot fall. Must not fall. You will be saved. Someone will show up who will fight while you make excuses. American men. You wait for them to come on your property while you're hiding. You move to the woods to hide from them. You say, when they come on my property. You're no defense at all. You're no help. And you will die. By the time they're at your property, it's too late and you're going to die. And I have to be very careful with this broadcast. But it has become apparent to me that Americans love to be slaves. You need to be told what to do. You need a leader. You will not do anything on your own authority. You will not do anything on your own authority. You are completely cowardice. Your own children are locked up in jail on bullshit. And you won't break them out. You won't kill the judge. Your children are taken away from you. You do nothing. You are conquered. If you don't have the will to fight, someone else will have to fight in your stead. Don't take it as an insult. It's an act of love. We want you to succeed. I will fight. I love to fight. I love to die. I keep trying to die. I don't die. I don't know. So I like it. And I like being shot at. Bombs and explosions. And I like killing people. I like all that stuff. You know? But I'm not a bad person. I'm just saying I learned how to do it, and I enjoy the work. So, Americans, you are almost completely defeated. You have almost nothing left. You are completely up against the wall. You're in a box canyon. If Trump is removed, what are you? You never mattered. Then what are you going to do? So, I hope, maybe, someone will want to fight. So I hope, maybe, someone will have some anger, some kind of fighting spirit. But I don't know. I don't see it.
Against the wall, they're up there clutching their guns, man, and it makes you feel real small. So, guys, face the moon. Broken glass, when it is with the hand just on your hand. You run around, spray paint, graffiti on everybody's wall. You think that's fiction, man? That ain't nothing at all. So you can just say, no more. Broken glass, but it is when the grip gets to your ass.
And I'm back. Ace of Spades Radio. I have a caller on the line, 276 area code. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? You're spreading all these rumors, man. Everybody's laid down their arms. You know, I remember an old fellow one time says, "We have not yet begun the fight."
True. You have not yet begun to fight. When will you begin to fight?
Oh, well, I tell you what. I just come from a Patriot rally in North Carolina about 3 weeks ago, all right? And there was 25 states there represented, all right? A delegation of too many to even start to count, okay? And looking around, yeah, I see Jeanette Finnegan and a bunch of others that I recognized. Okay? Yeah. We presented Jeanette Finnegan with the first plaque to hang in her window at home of the constitutional safe zones. All right? There on the stage in front of God and everybody. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you something. Now, this country ain't even begin to fight. Okay? Just stay tuned and stand by. All right? Because, no, we've not begin to fight yet, all right? But I tell you what, it'd be a short-lived fight if it ever does break loose, believe me, okay? With the frustrations out there and the anger out there.
They tore down your statues. They already did that.
Oh, well, hey, they just got them in storage. They're going to put them back up, okay? They're just hanging on to them, just like the bank hangs on to our money. We're letting them hang on to our statues for a while. Okay? but we can get it any time we want it. All right?
It's not a show of force.
Oh,
patience,
yeah?
Gets nowhere with these
well,
people.
Well, they ain't dug up the dead in Gettysburg yet either, have they? Okay?
They came
so
from
tell
Gettysburg
me it ain't no show of force. Okay, right? There's an army waiting on them at every street corner. All right? On every street
what are
corner,
you gonna do
there's
when they
an army waiting
Arlington?
On them. Do what?
What are you going to do when they come for Arlington?
Arlington?
To knock it down.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. They ain't knocking us down. Okay?
You
and
think
I mean
they don't?
Us. I,
they're talking
I mean,
about
a,
it.
A lot of people. A lot of people. All right? Oh, yeah. We just getting it. We just get it documented to where we can absolutely document it and absolutely enforce it, okay? And all I ask is they just go to the website and take a look, all right?
I'm for guns and bullets.
Oh, well, we go, hey. Yeah, we for guns and bullets, too. The update, the most modern issue there is out there. All right?
Hey, let the coroner document it.
Let the coroner document it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's it don't
That's
take
my approach.
Too much. Well, I tell you what. A liberal state as Hawaii, okay? University, okay? Had did a study on domicide, okay? That's government killing people, all right? Around the world. Look the numbers up. They're astronomical, okay?
Well,
let's mention
we don't
fact.
Wanna,
let me just
we
mention
don't wanna
a
get
few
into
facts.
That cause,
all right?
We don't want to get into that because our government, United States government, has
yeah.
killed a lot of people. So we don't really open that can of worms.
Well, don't you think you need to come up and ask some questions on reason why?
Let me ask you this.
What?
What do you think would happen if someone said, we're going to tear down that wall at Langley with the stars?
Have at it. I say have at it.
What do you think they just take that laying down?
Well, you know what? I don't think they got much choice. If you would look at
I
the
think
evil,
they fight.
The evilness, you look at the evilness they've been portraying on American people, do you think they would even hesitate to get in the way from keep them from tearing the wall down?
I think they'd put up a hell of a fight.
Ha ha ha. I tell you what, that remains to be seen. I tell you what, that remains to be seen. But I'm telling you what, no, we're going to clear that hurdle. That hurdle, yeah, we're going to leap it. We're going to leap it and describe all bounds, okay? Seriously, you just don't realize the evilness they have been betraying on this country, okay? Okay, let me
Who?
Just mention a few, all right, that Langley's been involved in, all right?
Okay. Langley, talking about Langley.
Yeah, talking
yes,
about
sir.
Langley. We're talking about
Roger.
Spying on American people, all right?
Copy that?
Yeah, by the millions, any time they want to, any way they want to, it don't make a bit of difference, okay, to them. So it isn't going to make a bit of difference when we come to tear that wall down how we do it, okay? And
but
they've been involved in a lot
dead,
of other stuff,
friend.
Okay?
That's disrespecting the dead. You know, you ain't supposed to do that.
Disrespecting the dead. Do you think they have not disrespected the dead? Huh? It's a mockery to the fact.
Soldiers.
Huh?
That's fallen soldiers, the way they see it. You know what I mean? I mean, to me, you know, Arlington, my granddaddy's not buried in Arlington. We had a family plot.
Will you tell me about the four Americans that were killed in Benghazi, okay? and all the daggone BS about that. Tell me they didn't lie and cover up.
Extortion 17.
Yeah. What about Extortion 17? How you get all special ops, all right, on one helicopter beyond me? That's not even protocol.
You had two helicopters that collided in Afghanistan, and the bodies were all chopped up. It was all like shoeboxes.
Well,
no coffin, just a shoebox. You know what I mean?
And I'm hearing there wasn't no. I heard they didn't have a decent. They had some. What do you say?
There was a Muslim preaching over their graves and saying, "God damn to hell, Allahu Akbar, Allah's the greatest, and these infidels are dead." A Muslim cursing them at their burial ceremony.
And didn't set them on fire. Huh?
Oh,
didn't set them on fire. Okay. Are we here to make Americans pissed off or what? I think he already pissed off. They don't need... They ready. Hey, they keep piling on the bull with this president we got, okay? And I ain't kidding you, all right? Because things has had to be changed drastically to protect the first family like you wouldn't believe, okay? In my opinion, all right? Because we got some, we got people in government, think their poop-a-doop don't stink and they can do anything they want to, and it don't make no difference who it is. Okay?
Yep. With you so far.
With me so far? All right.
I'm with you so far, man. I'm just saying, you know, CIA, I don't necessarily say they're all bad.
I'll tell you what. They're so deep, you could empty the whole building out and you probably wouldn't get them all. Because I said a bunch of them retired, that's just as bad, okay?
They're not even found in the building. They're all over the place.
This is how bad it is, Ben, okay?
Yeah.
All right. When you got like 10,000 secret executive service employees telling the man that, hey, you didn't hire us and you can't fire us, that's hogwash, in my opinion. Okay? And I'm telling you, hey, we've been lied to from the day one, okay, that we come to the reason that we could understand there's more than just three branches of government, okay? There's four branches of government. And people better be checking up on it and reading up on it and learning, okay?
All right, let me ask you this.
What?
When you look at John Brennan's face, isn't that a strange face?
John Brennan?
Yeah. DCI, former DCI.
I'd say he's a Luciferian myself, you know, and the only one way I deal with Luciferians, you know that.
I just see the lizard on him. Like, I see him, I see a lizard.
I don't know about all that. He might have six toes, I don't know. I ain't looked under his shoes yet, but I'm going to pull them off of him soon. We'll find
out.
He's an alien,
and there's a bunch of them. They're like sort of human, but they don't look like any person I ever saw. Like, straight up. They don't look like nobody I ever saw before. I'm like, what is up with that? Valerie,
well,
Jarrett. There's a bunch of them.
I tell you what it is. They done gave his soul to Lucifer, and the eyes tell it, okay? The eyes tell it.
He's toast. Trump is going to cook him in Old Smoky. Old Sparky.
Oh, yeah. Pain is coming, brother. Pain the Punisher is coming.
Yep.
Yeah.
The
Punisher
bye-bye, Johnny.
Is coming. Hmm?
John McCain and John Brennan, two brothers, the
clap
fucking
on,
jerks.
Clap off.
And that's another Vulcan. And what? And they're all family. They're all lizard cousins, right? And these people, let me tell you something. Cardinal Brennan, the cousin of the director of Central Intelligence, voted in the conclave to elect the Pope, Pope Francis.
Yep.
Okay?
I said what?
This is how deep this shit goes.
And
his brother's
know,
a cardinal in the College of Cardinals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesuit.
Yep. And it seemed like, who was it? John McCain's boy? Is married into an Iranian family?
No, that's Kerry.
Kerry, yeah, John Kerry. Yeah, no, yeah, John Kerry, Secretary of State. Yeah.
Yep. So
sure enough,
Kerry's like a fake Irish name. Kerry's from Kerr.
Hey, right? Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Do you see what happened in Iraq today? Huh?
Didn't they capture all Baghdadi?
Yeah, well, they did. They captured all five. They traded bird dog for that traitor. For but anyway, is what they elected a. They elected a jihadly Muslim I guess premier or whatever you want to call him over there, president of Iraq, and he's the one that's killed buku Americans.
What?
Yeah. You ain't heard about that?
No.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this speaks volumes. The lives we wasted, the money we throwed into that place to turn around and this to happen. Okay?
Interesting.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Luciferian is rolling up the sidewalk as he goes, okay? I'm serious.
Muqtada al-Sadr? Are you talking about Muqtada al-Sadr?
I think so.
Let me see. Hold on a second now. Hold on. That's some big news. I totally missed that one.
Yeah, that's big news.
Yes, he won the election. Holy cow.
Yeah.
This guy.
I mean, you don't even hear this stuff on Ace of Spades radio. Are you kidding me? Hey, actual factual.
This is legit news. Yeah, this actually happened. Yeah. Muqtada al-Sadr has won the high political office in Iraq.
Now, read out his dossier on what he did in 93.
I know who this guy is, man. They call that oh man, I don't even want to get in there. They call it Sadr City.
Yeah.
They call it Sadr City. That's not the real name, but his militia took over.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, Ramadi? Yep. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a suburb of Baghdad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right. His people had total control at one time.
Absolutely, bro. And got control now.
Looked like the 2nd Armored Cavalry Regiment showed him what's up. But he won the election, so I guess that's that now, so.
Yeah, that's that. So. We gotta concentrate on this country, you know.
See that? We win the battle, we win the war, we lose the election.
Yep.
So that doesn't work, obviously. The whole approach doesn't work. We can't do it anymore.
Nation building and all don't even work. Kidding me?
Yeah.
You know, I ain't even going to worry about that place. And I wish we'd just pull all our people out and just get out and come home and say, hey, we got business on the southern border. We got 2,000 plus invaders down on there.
I'll tell you a little secret.
What?
You heard it first on Ace of Spades Radio. We're about to be out of Iraq completely. We're about to be completely out of Iraq.
Well, you know, I think we should have been. We shouldn't have been there, really. And Afghanistan is another one, you know. You look at.
We'll be out of Afghanistan soon, yes.
You
yes,
look at what Turkey's doing, okay, and what they've been puffed up about. They've been puffed up about our new embassy in Jerusalem, okay, the capital of Israel. Oh, yeah.
Trying to start a new war. Trying to start a new war. I mean, you know, we're trying to get out of wars that's more than 10 years old. We're not trying to start a new war just now.
Well, Israel can handle that themselves, man. It's just a little Hamas.
But oh, yeah,
anyway, yeah, they're doing a good job of it. They're doing what's right. I mean, PLO is raining on Israel, and Israel is drowning with a downpour. Okay? That's just the way they are. See? Facts speak for themselves. I mean, that's the way we need to be, okay? We need to have armed teachers in our schools, okay? That will say, listen, hey, you come through this door and you're dead. You know what I mean?
Ew. I'm on the radio.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the live show right now.
Yeah, live show. But, yeah. Yeah, Punisher's getting ready to be turned loose on this country. All right? The ones who ain't went underground are getting underground, okay? Matter of fact, I heard somebody bought a new home next to, what is it? Newfoundland Embassy up there in D.C.?
Don't worry about that stuff, man.
Oh, yeah.
I care less, man. Anything anywhere near D.C. is just crap to me. I could give a shit. I don't care.
Well, I care a lot about D.C., Ben. I care a lot about D.C.
I don't care at all.
That is supposed to be the cornerstone of our government. All right? Such as
I don't care about the government.
I know you don't, but I do. See, this is the cornerstone of our country. All right? That's what it's bedded on, man. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution.
Nah.
Come on.
Nope.
All right.
Washington was never part of the United States. Washington, D.C. has always been part of the British Empire.
Listen, man.
Has never been subject to the laws of the United States. It is a foreign entity.
They are now.
It's a foreign country.
D.C. has been turned back over to the American people. Okay?
Nope. You're wrong.
Yep. It's coming. Give it, hey, like I say, the Punisher is being turned loose as we speak. All right?
You're being led down a false alley, my man.
Oh, really? How come 50 of them, by God, is getting the hell out?
Washington, D.C. needs to be enclosed in a dome and gas.
Why is 50 of them getting the hell
poison
out?
Poison gas.
Because they cannot stand the heat no more. Okay.
DC should be cooked with microwave and microwave and laser weapons. Like everyone should die. I have no interest in DC. It needs to be
DC,
needs to fall
man.
To the
DC,
ocean.
DC is where my president lives at, Ben. And I care about my president.
He knows better than that. But yeah,
okay.
The president don't live there, buddy. Give it up, man. He knows better than they're all trying to kill him over there. You don't barely show up over there. You kidding me? It's enemy territory.
Man, he's making appearances every day out there. Every day. He's all over this country.
DC can suck my balls.
Ben, he
federal government can kiss my ass.
Do you think he worried about 10 square miles or nothing?
I'm not worried about the president.
Why do you make a parking lot out of police?
I'm not worried about the president either.
I'm not either, because, hey, I like what he's doing myself. Really, I do.
All right. But anyway. You brought me back to 3. You brought me back to 3D, man. I'm trying to get into 5D. You brought me completely into 3D.
I fine-tuning your harmonic balance, man. The fine-tuning is fifth. Okay? Yeah. Because I got my tuning forks out here tonight, and I'm trying to tune you in.
Brother, you on it. You paying attention to this, and I thank you for that, because I missed a lot of things. But you kept me up on the current events. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's good to be on the Ace of Spades show again. Yeah, I missed it, because I've been busy as a beaver, I tell you what. I have. Yeah. I was involved in a big meeting, man, and we're trying to get state coordinators for the constitutional safe zones. We got to get state coordinators. We got to get neighborhood coordinators. We got to get this thing up and running, and we're trying to get the video out. We're trying to get all the YouTube out, and get it off the ground, okay? But, man, I mean to tell you, Ben, I literally cried when I met Jeanette. And after her speech up there on stage, I'm telling you, Ben, it was heart-wrenching. I had a hard time holding back a tear, brother. Absolutely. LaVoy Finnegan wrote a book.
Well, I thank you for reporting on that gathering.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. And I'm glad to hear that.
Absolutely. It was a fantastic thing. Sure was.
And you're a beautiful person. And I'm just honored to call you my friend.
Well, I appreciate it, Ben. I'm honored to call you my friend and have been for a long time. Okay? You hold a special place in my heart. Always have been. Okay? Along with a lot of other people. I admire greatly. Okay? I do.
And please, I wasn't attacking you personally. The comments I made, I'm trying to elicit a reaction. I'm trying to see if you people are alive at all.
I know it. Yeah. I don't know if too many of them are tuned in or not, but, yeah, they might be busy with cooking shows or something. I don't know, whatever they're doing, watching the YouTube videos, but... I don't know. Anything on TV don't even interest me anymore, okay? As far as watching it. But,
reading the latest Q, man. I got the Q. Yeah, man. I don't have to do anything. The good guys in government are taking care of it. I'll just lay back and watch the show, yeah. No. We're going to lose the House. We're going to lose the Senate. Okay? And then 2020 is in jeopardy.
Well.
And it's not a higher elevation thinking, but we still have to deal with politics.
Yeah, it's a possibility. The realms are endless possibilities. But,
we have to stay active. We can't lay back and watch the show.
They thought the same thing in 2016, and it didn't pan out. Okay. And I'm
yeah,
telling
oh,
you,
we got this. We got this. Relax. We got this. No.
Hey, when a man tells you he got it, he got it. Okay? That's all I'm going to tell you.
He can't. Hey, Donald Trump can't vote himself into office, buddy.
When the man tells you he got this, hey, he's been in campaign mode since 2016. You think he's ever let up not campaigning in this country?
We let these people talk bad about our president, and they go, yeah, we're the real ones. We really represent the real thing, and I say Donald Trump is bad. And I'm like, you, get out of here. We're all Trumpers here. This is Trump country. Don't even talk to
Trump,
us, man.
Hey, get more Trumper every day. But that man up there, hey, he's never gone to bed at night not thinking about us and this country on what he has plans, okay? his plans and what he's going to do and what he's promised, okay, and what he's fulfilled.
Look, man.
What?
Trump is gonna be Trump, and he will Trump. But we need to vote for him, and we need to have the right Congress that will support the Make America Great Again agenda.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
The midterms
are important.
Acting like we already forgot about it.
Well, the thing of it is, Ben, when you got people in office that we elected in office that are just flat-ass board layers, will not act on nothing, okay? I mean, here you got Lion Ryan up there, the Speaker of the House, who's going to retire next year, but he's going to sit in there as a lame duck and work his agenda and get DACA funded and bring it to the forefront? What?
Hey, Stephen.
Yeah.
Paul Ryan will resign next month.
Hey, he better.
I done told you, buddy. It is what it is, man. Take it to the bank.
Yeah, okay.
You want a dollar bet?
We're well on our way then, getting this country straight, okay? Now we got to get Mitch McConnell out of the way.
He's out soon.
Okay. Then we gotta get this rhino. Why he still doing on the Senate floor? Which want to carry the fake Russian dossier to the FBI to open up a special counsel with John McCain. Yeah.
Oh, he's almost dead. He's in the grave soon.
Well, hey. You know, somebody told the truth, and they had to call him up and apologize to his family in the middle of the night.
No, he's already planning his funeral. He's half in the grave.
Do you think I would have called? I mean, I'm serious.
All right. You want to hear? All right. Hey, I'm about to roll up the show, but this is a good note to end it on. Here's the funny part. All right, can you turn it down in the background a little bit? All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. John McCain took down Comey, McCabe, Mueller, and the FBI with his fumbled pass. Even in his evil, he served a good purpose. The whole thing falls apart. Flynn is exonerated. Trump is cleared, and all these FBI people go away.
Michael Flynn's cleared. His son's cleared. Yeah, all the good guys walk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And believe me, if I could raise the dead, I'd raise the dead. But I'm not Jesus Christ. I can't bring Lazarus back alive. But I tell you what, little Boyd Finnegan needs to come back, okay? He needs to come back with a vengeance, all right? Serious.
John McCain cannot answer any questions. He has brain damage from the cancer and the chemo. He cannot be deposed. He does not have to take a polygraph. So now he just retires and dies.
I mean, his retirement ought to be immediately. So we can get on with the business of this country.
He can't vote. He's already publicly planning for his funeral. You can't vote when you're planning your funeral. Sorry, bud.
I thought he was I thought he'd done voted, man, as far as throwing a down vote for the CIA elect.
Right, because McCain thinks he is the CIA because he's working for Bush. But it doesn't work that way.
This woman deserves a shot. She absolutely is the right one, okay?
I wouldn't say she's the right one, but I wouldn't say she's right or that she deserves it, but she's a tough bitch, and she will get the job done. As long as we got enemies, she'll probably make them sing.
Yep, I agree. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And believe me, I don't care what they say. You know, when you know how I feel. I like to Nuremberg them, man. I like to waterboard them, Nuremberg them, whatever it takes.
Well, right. I don't need all that, but I'll tell you Ace of Spades will be there at the arraignment of John Brennan, and I'll just be there as a witness, and I'll report afterwards.
I want to know for a fact that, hey, Ace of Spades Radio is going to be there when we put old Bob Motor back in retirement.
If I could, you know, maybe I should move to Washington. You know, I could really cover it up close.
You got a lot of work to do, Ben, yet. So stay healthy. All right? I don't know about wealthy, but I hope you stay healthy.
I'd rather be wealthy.
Eat your vegetables, man, that you got in that garden. Okay?
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I'm a worker. I just work. I don't know about this journalism stuff. But this is my First Amendment right, so I have a right to speak, so I speak, and what can they do to me?
Right. Right. Throw you in jail? Throw you under the jail? Oh, they think you ain't got no rights now, okay? But I tell them on a daily basis, yeah. I'm the first branch of government, all right? I got all kind of rights, all right? And half the rights I got is not granted by man, but granted by God, okay?
Well, these people don't know who they're fooling with.
I know it. Yeah, that's what I say. Oh, they're going to find out pretty soon because the Punisher's coming.
They took a wrong turn down a dark alley.
I'm sure they wouldn't wish they'd never even thought about the government. Okay? Because seriously, it's going to be a wrong line of employment for them. Okay? When they find out.
Yeah. I don't even play that nice. I don't play nice at all.
I know you don't.
Their shit. I take it all. I take your bank account, your gold, your house. Your cars,
happen yet.
Your boats. I'll take
Might
it all.
Happen yet.
Motherfuckers.
The law is done been passed. Hey, if you've been caught hanky-panking around, hey, all forfeitures can be and will be taken. You understand?
And first thing first, I'll steal their guns. And if I catch them, I'll shoot them with their own guns.
Yeah, that's right. We take all the bullets, too. Leave them nothing, but, hey, we won't even leave them the kitchen sink, but, yeah.
Throw the kitchen sink at them.
Exactly right.
Hey,
we don't
man.
Take prisoners. We don't take prisoners on Ace of Spades Radio.
Hey, man, y'all heard? We're Americans. We'll kick your ass. We'll take all your stuff. We'll fuck you up. And then we'll take all your stuff, and then guess what? Ace of Spades, I'll burn your fucking house down.
That's what Ted Nugent said. Yeah, if a house gets my way, baby, I'll burn it down.
That's me, baby. Hey, man, thank you for joining the Ace of Spades Radio. I'm going to go out with a song. This has been a great call. Thank you again, Steven. And it's time to let these people know. We're born rebels.
Let my people go.
We're born from rebels.
Let my people go.
We don't ask, we take. And you done mess with the wrong ones.